For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light, for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what they have done has been done in the sight of God.
Well, you don't need me to tell you that Christmas time we are bombarded with offers. The shops and all the retailers are after us. There are offers in the run-up to the Christmas, and there'll be offers after Christmas, and many great offers, I hastened to add. They will bring before us many, many desirable goods, very often at very good prices. And the question, of course, is will you snap up their offers? If you go on to the comparison website, you can see the best offers. Half price on essential foods for Christmas. 2-for-1 deals on body care bits and many, many more offers. Martin Lewis at Money Saving Expert helps you, if you want to go onto his website, to help you make the best of all the offers. He says this: we've analysed 4 years of deals, discounts and codes and studied this year's trends to forecast 2014's pre-Christmas offers. Nothing's guaranteed, but the aim is to allow you to plan when to pounce and bag your planned affordable Christmas list. Bargains for less. I love that idea. Plan to pounce. Being ready to pounce on an offer. And I guess I want to ask you a question this evening. Are you ready to pounce on an offer this evening? It's a different kind of offer. We're going to explore this offer and look at one short sentence in the Bible. And we're going to see there that there is an amazing offer. God's amazing offer. And the only question is, will you pounce? You see, for a few moments in a carol service, we can spend time thinking about this greatest of offers, God's great offer. And it's contained there in the first verse of that third reading. You might like to have that open in front of you, the reading from John 3, which Fiona read to us a few moments ago. It's one of the most famous verses in the Bible, if not the most famous verse. Let me read it to you again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The offer is there. And I just want to, with you for a few moments, just ask a number of questions about this offer. It's always good, isn't it, when you have an offer, to ask some questions, to examine it carefully. The first question I want to ask of this offer: what actually is the offer? What is God holding out to us? Well, in a word, what is being offered is life. Notice the phrase, the verse again, will not perish but have eternal life. Now, what is this life that the Bible is here speaking about? Because you may be saying at this moment, oh, thank you very much, I do have life. If you mean physical life, my pulse is beating, I am breathing, I am alive. But it's more than that. You may say, well, what's this life? Is it the kind of good life or a better life? Is it about really getting an even better and more exciting life? No, it's more than that. Jesus here is speaking about life which God gives, which involves coming into a relationship with God, a proper relationship with God, knowing Him personally, and then going on to enjoy that relationship with Him forever in a new heaven and a new earth. That is the life that God is offering. Knowing Him now, being able to call Him Father, being in a right relationship with Him, a personal relationship with Him, and then that relationship going on beyond death forever in eternity, joyful perfection. You see, it is possible to have many, many things, good family, good job, good health, and yet not have this life. I was talking to someone recently, and he was recently retired, and he was just sharing with me how good his life is. He enjoys swimming. He enjoys golf. He enjoys holidays. He's got good health. He enjoys his family. He feels like he has life. Yet, to my knowledge, he does not have this life which Jesus is here speaking about, a right relationship with God that will go on into eternity. But we need as well just to think about this verse a little bit more carefully. And I have to be very open and honest with you and point you to some of the more uncomfortable things in this verse. Did you notice what it said here? You shall not perish but have eternal life. What is clear here in his offer is if we do not take up the offer, that we will perish. Now, perish here doesn't mean that we will go into the ground and just simply rot. Perish here is the opposite to this eternal life. Perishing here is being separated from God forever. The rest of the reading went on to point out that without God, without Jesus, we stand condemned. Did you see that there in verse 18? If you just want to cast your eye down again, the reading, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already. The Bible describes those who are without Christ as perishing and condemned. We may feel like life is going really well, that we have many good things, but Jesus says, no, without me, your life, you are perishing, you are condemned, even if you feel great. On April the 12th, 1912, the Titanic set sail. For many, life felt good. It's a great voyage, maybe a new life, maybe they were in luxury. But the reality is, 1,500 or so of those people were, as it were, condemned. They were perishing. They had actually just the last two or three days of their life before the iceberg was hit, and down they went into the North Atlantic. You see, the offer is eternal life, rescuing us from a state of perishing and being under God's condemnation, under His judgment. You see, most of the Christmas offers are there to improve Christmas. Better presents, more presents, even better food, even better wine. God's Christmas offer saves us from God's condemnation, from perishing, and gives us eternal life. That's what's on offer. The second question I want to ask with you as we look at this sentence, as we look at this verse, is how comes the offer is available? Why is this offer available? How can it possibly be here for us? And the one word answer is love. For God so loved the world. It's an amazing statement. It's an amazing truth. The world here, when the gospel writer John uses the word world, he's not thinking of the planet. You know, we think of the seven wonders of the world and the things that are on this world. The world here is men and women, humankind, in rebellion against God. The whole mass of humanity. And God loves humanity in its rebellion. Does not approve of the rebellion. And he looks at the world in love. Not just in love, by the way, in holiness and in anger as well. We haven't got time to explore those things. But this verse reminds us that he looks in love, and that love drives him to action. He says to the Son, his Son who is God, who is with him in all eternity, Son, these people have rebelled against me. They deserve our condemnation. But in love, I am sending you on a rescue mission. Jesus says, in love and obedience to you, Father, I will go. For God so loved the world that he sent, he gave his one and only Son. And that's what we're celebrating at Christmas. The birth of this Son, sent from heaven, God himself, to our world. You notice in these verses, it's the giving and the sending, the giving and the sending. The Son is given, the Son is sent in love to rescue us and to give us eternal life. And this love was costly for the Father who sent his Son, and it was costly for the Son who would die on a cross for our sins to take the punishment that we deserved. Behind this, you see, behind this offer is the love of God for men and women in this world who have rebelled against him. What an amazing offer. What an amazing God who loves us. We need to ask the next question. How can we receive this offer? This offer of eternal life. We have a God who loves this world in rebellion. There is this offer of eternal life. How can we receive the offer? And we see here from the verse that there does need to be a response. I was talking to a man this week who is currently working down at the church in London. And prior to that, he had been up in Oswestry in Shropshire. That's the Wild West country, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know it very well, but he'd come down from Oswestry. And a number of the churches there, when he was up there, had got together and had decided as part of some carnival or festival that was going on to put up a large balloon into the air with a message on it so the whole town could see the message from the churches. And written on the balloon was simply, God loves you. That, they felt, was the message for Oswestry. But quite rightly, I think he pointed out, simply to do that was not enough. You see, people could just look up the balloon and go, well, of course he does. Why wouldn't he? Or they could just look up at the balloon and think, well, if he loves me, then everything must be okay. And just get back on with the shopping or get back on with the football. You know, God loves me. Isn't that reassuring? But you see, this verse reminds us that yes, God does love. God has sent his Son. But the offer needs to be pounced on. The offer needs to be received. Personally and individually. And how do we obtain it? How do we receive it? Well, let me read to you again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes, you receive by believing. Now, by the way, you've instantly got to point out that that is not what we expected to say. We expected to say, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever is now really good might have eternal life. That's not what it says. We do not receive this offer by trying to be good as if we can now earn it and buy the offer. It's not a cheap offer of salvation, which has now had a cut down price. It can't be bought. It is obtained by believing in Jesus. Believes in him is to believe in Jesus. Now, what does it mean to believe in Jesus? It's so important we get this right. It certainly means that we believe that he existed. It certainly means that we need to believe that he is God. But it is more than just believing that he existed and that he is God. Believing in him in John's gospel is about trusting and following him. Trusting and following. Trust is when you put faith in someone. That's what faith means. That's what believing means. I put my trust in him. You see, you still trust the banks, don't you? I know you trust the banks. That's where you put your money. You haven't got all your savings, I hope, under your bed, trusting your own security. You put the money in the bank and trust it. You trust them to look after it. You take action. You put it in there. In the same way, we trust Jesus. Not necessarily with our money, but with our salvation. We say, I can't save myself. Jesus, I'm looking to you to save me. I'm a sinner. I can't get rid of the stain. I need you to save me. I look to you to do that which I can't do myself, which is save me, deal with my sin, grant me forgiveness. And then, as well as putting our trust in him for our salvation, we confess him to be Lord. We say, and you are now master of my life. That's what it means to believe. That is how you receive the offer. And we see as well that this offer is open to all. Whoever believes. In other words, it is open to men and to women. It is open to young and to old. It is open to rich and to poor. It is open to men and women from every race. It is open to you no matter how bad you have been in the past. No matter what your track record is. This offer is open to you if you will trust, believe in Jesus Christ and take him as your Lord and your Savior. It's open to you. Now, maybe you're going, whoa, 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 I just need some time to think. We've got a number of resources there in the pews which you can have a look at in a while. We actually have a copy of John's Gospel there in front of you. If you don't have a copy of John's Gospel, take this home and read it. You may be saying, I'm not sure who Jesus is. I don't know if I believe it. I don't understand it. Well, take home John's Gospel and pore over it. Read it and have a look at that. Take with you as well a little red book, Christmas in Three Words, which will explain the gospel message, the good news of Jesus, which I've been trying to outline to you tonight. And there's also a card as well about Christianity Explored, which is a group that will be running in January, which will give you a chance to have a look at the claims of Christ. Any question goes, by the way. We're ready for anything. Happy to hear any question and discuss it. And it's just a chance to, in an informal and easy atmosphere, just to explore the claims of Christ. There may be some things there that you just need to do to get to know this gospel and understand this offer and to receive the offer. And that may be what you need to do. But I just need to quickly explore something else and just share with you another question I think that's worth wrestling with and thinking about just for a couple of minutes. Why are people so slow to take up the offer? I mean, it is the best offer you've ever heard, isn't it? It's free. It's important. It's wonderful. It takes us from death to life. It means our eternal destiny is secure. It's true. It's wonderful. Why might there be resistance in you or me? Why is there resistance to this offer? Well, there's something very uncomfortable there, isn't there, in verse 19? This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. You see, the Bible knows us very well. God knows us very well. He knows that often we push the offer away, not because it's not true, but because in some ways we love darkness. We don't want God in. We want to keep the light out. It's a deeply uncomfortable thought, isn't it? But I've got to be faithful in saying that's what this says here. That is our problem. God, just stay away, please. And I share that because if you're feeling that repulsion, don't back off from this good news. Cry out to God and say, please help me. Please help me to come. Please give me the strength. And I just want to encourage you to come to the light, come to Jesus. No matter what you're holding on to, no matter what has happened, come to him. Bring it to him. He knows it anyways. And ask for forgiveness. And ask for the strength to change. God's great offer. Eternal life offered to you in love from God. If you haven't done so already, will you receive this offer joyfully and gladly? There's a prayer at the book of the red books. I'm going to read that out now. It's a prayer asking to receive this new life. And I'm going to read it. And it may be that tonight you're in a place where you can pray that prayer right now and receive this offer of eternal life. Let's just take a moment of quiet and then I'll pray this prayer. Dear God, thank you for your great love in sending your Son Jesus to be born on earth. I confess that I have turned away from you and deserve your condemnation. I now trust in Jesus and his death on the cross as the only way by which I can be right with you. Please give me your Holy Spirit and strengthen me to serve you to the very end of my life, and then take me to live in your new creation forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, our final carol is there on the sheets. Rejoicing in the one who came to save men and women like you and me. Oh, come, all you faithful, there on the back of the sheet. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And Father, we give you thanks for this in his name. Amen.